Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today, we're continuing our conversation on
heaps.
This season of BaseCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with the team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let's do a quick recap of what heaps are. What are they?
So heaps are an interesting kind of data structure. They kind of look like trees, but they have a few more rules. So we can kind of envision them as binary trees that have to follow two properties. The first is that they have to follow a certain shape. They have to be complete. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about in our last episode, they have to follow some sort of order. And this is also called the heap order property. So it could either be a min heap or a max heap. And that basically just means that in a min heap, all the parent nodes, including the root node, are less than or equal to their children nodes. And in a max heap, it's the opposite. The parent nodes, including the root node, are greater than or equal to the children nodes in value.
Okay, so with these heaps, what can we do with them?
Well, we can do the same things that we can do with other data structures. Namely, we can add things to them. We can remove things. We can move things around. And that's kind of what data structures are good for. So it's good that we can do that. But yeah, the main things that we really do with heaps in terms of data is usually growing them or shrinking them, adding something or removing something from the heap data structure.
Okay. So when I think about removing something or adding something to a heap, that feels pretty straightforward. Like I just, you know, I just pile on to the heap. is it that simple, or are there things we need to think about? What do we need to know when we're doing that?
Well, it's interesting because it is simple, but there are some things you have to keep in mind which make it a little bit less obvious.
Okay.
So we'll remember from our previous episode that, and from the recap I just did, that a heap has to follow these two properties, right? We have to always maintain the shape and structure of the heap, and we also have to follow the heap order property, whatever that is.
Right.
So when we're growing or shrinking a heap, if we're adding something or removing something, we cannot violate those two rules. And that's what makes something that seems very simple become slightly more complex, because we can't just like add things willy-nilly. We have to think a little bit, you know, with every step. Hey, are we violating a rule? Are we breaking those two rules?
Yeah, we can't be violators. That's no good.
No illegal activities on this podcast.
Okay, so I can't just pile on wherever. I need to be aware, be cognizant of what I'm doing and where I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's very particular. Okay, so let's talk about growing a heap, or as you put it, adding stuff to a heap. So if I wanted to add a number to a heap, what are the rules? What do I need to keep in mind?
Well, I like to think of it as like there are two rules, but one of them is easier to think about and reason about first than the other. Okay. So I think to start, the first thing we want to think about is the rule of shape and structure, because the heap order property has to do with the values of the nodes. And even before we get to that, we just want to think about, hey, what does this heap look like visually? Are we going to break the rules? So we'll remember that in a complete heap, when it's following a certain structure, you have to fill in the nodes from left to right, level by level. So if we use that logic, when we're growing a heap, it kind of logically makes sense to insert a node at the bottommost level, like starting from left to right, wherever we find the most empty spot, because we know if we do that, we're not going to break any rules, right?
Okay. So that's like a safe first step.
That is really the safest. You know, I've been thinking about heaps recently, and I think that is the safest spot to be in is the leftmost, leftmost level at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
You always know if you're going to do something, you kind of want to start from there, because that's like, if you add or remove something, you know the world is not going to catch on fire.
Okay. So besides the completeness of it, though, there's that other rule that we need to follow, right?
Yes. The other rule is kind of bumps it up a little bit, bumps us up a notch in complexity. It's not just that we want to insert it, you know, at the leftmost, the bottom leftmost level. We also need to think about what the value of that node is in comparison to its parent. And on a larger level, in comparison to the whole tree. So when we insert a node, at first we can just insert it based on the structure, but immediately after that, we could be violating the second property, which is the heap order property. So for example, if we are dealing with inserting a node and growing a heap that's a max heap, then we know that the parent node of wherever we're inserting something has to be greater than in value.
Okay, yes.
So if we insert a node into that safe spot that we're talking about, but it's larger than its parent, automatically we're like, oh, this is not going to work.
We're in trouble.
This is violating the heap order property.
Breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that situation, what can we do?
This is the part that it's actually kind of simple. The rules are maybe a little bit complex, but the solution is like not too difficult. We can insert a node and we can check how it compares to its parent. Kind of comparing it to our larger heap order property. So if it's a max heap, when we insert the node, we can say, hey, are you going to be violating the rule? Are you larger than your parent? If it is larger than its parent, well, then we can just swap it. We can just say, okay, well, you're larger. We know that the rule is that the parent has to be larger than the value of its children. So we'll just make you the parent and we'll just swap the two nodes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, and now we're no longer we're not violating our max heap condition. And all we have to do probably is just rearrange some pointers, then you just have the larger node has become the parent, and now the smaller node has become the child, and you're still following the heap order property.
Okay. But what if this new node is bigger than not just the parent, but like the grandparent, or even the great-grandparent.
Or even the root.
All the way up to the root, sure.
Yeah.
What do we do then?
Well, we're just going to keep swapping is the answer.
Just all the way up.
Yes. And actually, there's a term that is used to describe this process. It's called heapifying up.
Oh. That sounds pretty cool, actually. I kind of like that. What you doing, heapifying?
I kind of think of it as like, you know, bubbling up the tree or percolating to the top.
Percolating.
Yeah, it's like cold, like, you know.
Makes me want coffee.
Yeah. I want to say cold brew coffee, but not cold brew. The one that's hot, you know, that one.
The one that's the not cold cold brew.
We'll just keep doing that same process and we'll heapify the largest. If the node we're inserting is the largest, we can just heapify it till it's at the top. And if it's not the largest, maybe it's like the child of the root node, you heapify it until it satisfies the heap order property rule.
Okay, if you can heapify up, can you heapify down?
Ooh, yeah, you can.
Is that a thing?
You can heapify down.
Ooh, how does that work?
And that actually, yeah, that brings us to shrinking a heap and deleting a node. So I do want to mention one thing, which is that usually when you're dealing with a heap, we've talked about this in the previous episode, how the root node is kind of cool because you know if it's a max heap, it's going to be the largest number in the heap. Mm-hmm. And if it's a min heap, then it's going to be the smallest number. So right. Usually when you're dealing with heaps, the thing that you're probably going to be wanting to delete is the root node, because we know it's either the largest or the smallest. Mm-hmm. And there are reasons for this. I won't get into them today, but we will talk about it probably next episode.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this is that if you delete the root node, well, the moment you do that, you've automatically violated an important rule, which is that now you don't have a heap, right? Okay.
I was like, what's the rule?
Well, you took away the root node. Like, what? Now all the children are parents. Oh, wait, they're not parents. They're orphaned. They have no parents.
They're orphans. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, that makes I had no idea where you were going with that. I was like, I don't know if it looks like structurally it looks fine, but except the head isn't there, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
We got a zombie heap decapitated.
Zombie heap.
Clean up an aisle 5. Please help. This heap is out of control. Well, so here's the thing. I want to say that you can just be really, like, you know, obvious about it and just be like, oh, I'll just delete the node that I want. Well, if it's the root node, you can't. And in fact, you couldn't even do it if it's like any single node in the tree, because you would disrupt the structure and the shape of the tree, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were deleting a leaf node, even if it doesn't have any children, let's say that whole level has been filled up. If you delete the leaf node from there, well, now the whole level is not complete. And now you've broken the structural integrity of the heap. So we can't just simply delete things willy-nilly.
Okay.
But there is that special safe spot in the heap, right? Which is the lowest level, the leftmost available spot. We can look at what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And since we know that it's safe to remove and add things there, we could swap the root node that we want to remove with the node that is in that safe spot.
Oh, okay.
So if you do this, we are going to break one of the rules. I'm guessing you can probably figure out which one it is.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Wait, the order one?
Yeah. We break the order one. So now we've maintained the structural integrity, but the order one's broken.
It's all messed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we can do the same exact thing that we did when our order was broken, when we added a node.
Ooh, we can swap things.
Yeah. And actually, this is all a long-winded way of me answering your question earlier about heapifying down. You can heapify down the node that you just moved to the root. So let's say, like, you have a child node, and you want to swap it with the root. You can swap it with the root. Now the root is in the safe spot to remove. You can delete the root, and then you can just heapify the new root down the tree to its correct spot. And you can swap so that you find the correct largest or smallest node, and you can move the new root back to the correct place.
That makes a lot of sense. It's also, when I'm thinking about this compared to all the sorting algorithms that we went through, this is so much easier. Because it's very simple. There's only really one place we can do stuff with, and it's that most bottom, most left place. And that's the place we can either add or remove things. And then once we do that, then we just swap until everything is in its right place.
Yes, but I do want to point out we're not sorting like the whole heap. All we're doing is inserting and removing things. There is a way of sorting this data structure, which we'll probably get to next season. But
is that one a doozy?
It's a little bit more complicated, but I think it's fun. But you have to know what heaps are.
Oh boy, it's a major doozy.
But if I say something is fun, you're like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get ready, folks. It's coming.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think the interesting thing about it's actually an algorithm called heap sort. And the interesting thing about heap sort is you cannot learn about it if you don't know what heaps are. So
that makes sense.
Conveniently, we took a break from all our sorting algorithms to talk about this interesting data structure.
Yeah. So shrinking and growing heaps has been, frankly, just a lot easier than I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be way more complicated, but it sounds like either way, there's some simple rules to follow. And our main goal is to make sure we don't mess with the integrity of the heap.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the two things that you always have to keep in mind. But I think once you start thinking about heaps as like a little bit of a specialized structure, you always look at a heap and you're like, okay, before I do anything, think about these two
rules.
Don't
mess with it. Yeah.
It's like a little finicky, like a cat, you know, where like I don't want to pet it unless its tail is up.
Is that how cats work?
I don't know. I was about to ask you, is that what they do? I know there's a certain time where if a cat's tail is up, you do or don't want to pet it. One of them means they're happy, and the other one is like, hey, go away. Anyways, heaps are cats, or cats are heaps. What if you had a heap of cats? That seems hard.
And now we have the episode's title. Wonderful. And not only do we have the title, but this is actually kind of a special episode because we are, what is it, halfway through all of your blog posts?
Mm-hmm. We're halfway through the series and we're at the end of the season. So that's convenient.
Yeah. Okay. So we went through half the blog posts in like a year and a half, a little less than a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, we've been busy this past year and a half.
We've been working. We've been doing stuff. We've been learning, talking about cats and their tails and everything. It's been great. So excited to kick off the second part of your blog series next season.
Yeah, can't wait.
And that's the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. Link to that is in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I help make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond, hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee. Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next season.
Nice.
Cool. Nailed it.